whipped with. And they limber. I didn't like that wild cherry. I didn't like that at all. Now, do you want to ask me any more questions, or do you want me to sing?
I have a question. I don't know if I can express it very well. Did you ever hear that record that they made with Jimmy Rogers?
Oh, yes.
There was some joke on there that I didn't understand. It was about a black gum tree. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know a gum tree.
I mean, there was some thing in there, the AP, that was real funny about a black gum tree, and I didn't quite see the humor in it.
Well, now, I don't know what it was about, but now, he never visited the Carter family, and the Carter family never visited him. But when they went to do this recording session, why, Mr. Pure, I think that they had wrote the song, or they wanted Daddy and them to do it, or they got together and worked it out, Daddy and Jimmy Rogers, the little skit,
what it was.
And they just figured it out while they was there, and they worked it out, and they never, nor one of them visited the other. In fact, Daddy never met Jimmy Rogers. The first day when Ralph Pierre discovered the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers was in Bristol, Tennessee. They were different people come to try out by Mr. Pierre that was hunting people to record records, which was an unheard of thing too, or a new adventure. He never met Jimmy Rogers that day. They never met the Carter family, where they were tucked into individual rooms or tucked in one at a time. But they were the two that was selected. I believe he told me he never seen Jimmy Rogers but about twice in all their recording career. They happened to be at the same place. And I know my daddy said he was in such bad health. I think he died with TB, I believe I'm right. But he was a very sick man, and he wasn't very strong. Very few people know this, but Aunt Maybell told me this herself, and I've later read it in books. At the last session, he was so tired and so sick that she played the guitar on that session. She played it like Jimmy Rogers so much that the people didn't know it, but Maybell done the guitar work on the... But Daddy said he would be so tired, he would sing a song and go lay on a couch. They had a couch for him to lay down.
Even during that session?
And during the session that he would have to go lay down, he would get so tired. But he was a wonderful blues singer. He was different. He had a different voice. I know it won four songs, either four or six, that my mother and Jimmy Rogers recorded together. Now, this was Ralph Pierre's idea. Jimmy Rogers had a high voice. My mother had a low, clear voice. And he wanted them to work together, so they done this, I believe it was either four songs or six. And he was a yodeler, so my mother was a good yodeler. And at that period of time, yodeling was the thing, the craze, just like you go through all kinds of phases now. That was what everybody wanted to hear, was yodeling. And she made them songs with him, and Mr. Pierce said, I would like for you to record more with Jimmy Rogers. Well, they sung beautiful together. And she said, no, I don't want to work with him. I want to work with AP. She said, I don't want to work with him. I want to work with my husband. Which she was very, I think, a wise decision, but they did sing very well together. And I heard my mother say when she recorded the song, Aged Mother, Mr. Pierre asked that she yodel on it. She said, well, Mother was right, Mr. Pierre was wrong. She said, I don't want to yodel. That song talks about your mother a-dying. And she said, I don't believe you'd be a yodeling if your mother was a-dying. He says, well, sorry, you yodel. That's what Mother said he told her. And she said, well, I yodeled. But she said, I didn't want to do it. I can sing an aged mother, but I never did learn to yodel like that she had to do. It's in G. But it is a pretty song. This is one that Mother wrote. Last night as I lay sleeping, last night I lay in a dream. In there, but he told her to yodel, so she yodeled.
And then, how much did Ralph Peer have to do with the way that they arranged the songs? In other words, did he?
He didn't arrange. No, they arranged her songs outside of he told her when, and them few songs. But they had them all arranged and all worked out. So when they went, I've heard my daddy say, I think that they seldom ever had to ever go over a song twice because they had them rehearsed till they just went and put them on record because they had it down. They were just about perfection.
So Ralph Peart,
and he was very wise too. They in their records, I guess he wanted them to be that way. You never heard mistakes. Well, anybody shouldn't have mistakes on a record if you have to make it over a dozen times. Don't have mistakes, you know, because after it goes on record, why it can't be changed. That mistakes are to be listened at over and over and over again. But now Maybelle and Mother done most of the arranging of the songs.
Did when they'd go in to record a song that Ralph Peer hadn't heard, would he listen to it before?
Well, he never
recorded?
Heard any of them until they got up there. He never heard any of them until they went into the recording studio.
Did he listen to them before they actually recorded it?
Well, he may have. I don't know, but he probably did. But he would just tell them when there was going to be when he wanted them to come. He'd set a date, and they would get it ready for that date. He'd tell them what day to be at a certain studio and what time. And they would be there. And when they would get that done, well, they'd come on back home or to their little farms or to go on their making their little road shows or on the road, or which covered a very small territory, which is in around Virginia and Tennessee and Kentucky and maybe North Carolina. They never did go very far out on the road because Mother was busy raising a family. She had three children. Maybelle had three. And they had other jobs, you know. My daddy done a lot of different things. I won't talk all time tomorrow. most of the time, the first time, I just get the history. But he was a carpenter. At one time in my life as a child, he had a grist mill. And he run a sawmill. He sold fruit trees. He was an adventurous man. He tried different things. He sold fruit trees. He worked one time at a foundry. He used to work at a foundry, iron foundry. And he done different things. He farmed. But he liked music. Now, does anybody have some requests? Well, I don't. Do you do the Maple on the Hill? I never do it very much, honey, I don't think.
You want to try the Golden Vanity?
I'll try that.
Did the Carter family record Maple on the Hill?
I believe they did. I believe that was one. You know, they recorded, I believe that they said around 300 songs. That's a lot of songs, and it's a lot to try to choose. And well, in covering all of that, I would have to be here for a week. You know? Now, when I was out in Port Townsend, Washington, I was there for a week. And I tell you, I sung every Carter family song I know. They just about sung me to death. The first day I talked and got acquainted, and then I sung. But I was doing a lot of copying and a lot of writing, and they would bring me the words. I know the tunes, you know, all of them. I don't know every word, but... And even the Carter family song books that was put out years ago, they didn't have the words right. I can't understand. They didn't have them right. But they was probably listening at a record, you know, but they didn't have them right. Even the history of it wasn't right. They said it was Smoky Mountain Valley. It's my people is from the Clinch Mountains. Smoky Mountains is 100 miles away from me. But I don't imagine the people in New York know the difference between Clinch and Smoky. They come to Poor Valley one time, Ralph Peer did. I never will forget this when I was a little girl. And I never will forget that great big black Cadillac car coming up that old dusty road. And Mother and Maybelle are running around frying ham and chicken. And they was really dragging out the good dishes, what the good ones they had, you know. And trying to impress him, and I guess he seen through it all. I don't know. but it was. And I used to, when I was a little girl, at every Christmas we'd get this great big 5-pound box of candy from Mr. Peer. And we would get candy when we were children. I don't mean we didn't have candy, but we would get stick candy. That's the kind of candy we'd get at Christmas, or an orange, or an apple, or the little toy candy they have it yet. And our toys and things was bought up at Neil's store. That was a store there in the valley, and that's where the post office was. And I remember once when I was a little girl, I told them I was up there, and about a month before Christmas, they would have these glass cases with the toys in them, you know. And that was the prettiest little lamp. I don't know whatever happened to my little lamp. It was a little oil lamp, and it burned lamp oil like the big lamps. We'd have to go get the lamp oil. And I kept looking in that glass case at that little lamp. And I told my mother, I said, "Will you tell Saney I want that little lamp?" And I still remember the price of that little lamp. It was a quarter. It was a quarter. But I got the little lamp for Christmas, the little oil lamp. You see them now, the little small oil lamps. But back then, when they're just little tiny lamps, and everybody had the lamps. You had to get the lamp oil and keep the, didn't even have the electric lights. I'm glad that for all the modern conveniences, I'm glad that I growed up like I did. I learned the hard way what life was going to be, but I don't want to go back. No, I can explain to my children how I had to do, and they can't believe it. They can't believe how hard that I had to work. They just can't believe it. They can't believe that I'd go to the cornfield each morning, and you'd stay there all day, and they'd pack you your dinner or this or that and go through the... cut the weeds and put out the tobacco and the milk and the cows and drawing the water out of a well or carrying it from the creek to heat in the big old kettle to wash. And then you went to school and you come in and you would come in of the evening. You would do the evening chores through the summer. It was just all this farm work, and it was very hard. But that's the way we had to do. You all worked. They didn't just, the baby got by with a little more. The baby, that was Joe. Gladys was older. She had it harder than I did. I was the middle one. Now, let me try it. Let's get it in G. I may have to switch over to F. Now, Grandma Carter would sing it, and she'd sing it. She called it Sinking in the Lonesome Sea. And I remember her singing Amazing Grace. I learned Amazing Grace in the Unclouded Day and Sinking in the Lonesome Sea from Grandma Carter. There was a little ship, and she sailed upon the sea, and she went by the name of the Mary Golden Tree, as she sailed upon the No, she sung unaccompanied.
Most of the people back in that time in that country sang unaccompanied.
Well, a lot of them did. In fact, my Grandma Carter, Grandma and Grandpa Carter, someone asked me one time, said, you talk so much about your grandma, you must not have liked your grandpa. Well, I liked Grandpa, but he was a very stern man. And they were very strict, and they were very religious people. In fact, my daddy used to play a fiddle, and he wanted to learn to play a fiddle. Well, he worked and bought him a fiddle. Anyway, he got a fiddle. But she didn't want him to play hoedown tunes. What I call hoedown tunes, you know what hoedown tunes is. And she wanted him to go to church. Well, he went to church. But she wanted him to sing religious songs. he started out singing in a quartet at Mount Vernon Church, and then he sung in the choir where the whole congregation sings, you know. At one time, this was before Daddy and Mother and Maybell ever went to Bristol, at one time they offered my mother and Daddy a job of recording records, but they wanted him to do hoedown tunes. He was a fiddle player. He was a very good fiddle player, but he never played on the records, or he never played on the stage, because his grandmother and daddy, grandma and grandpa, didn't like the fiddle. They were against dancing. And I can't understand why grandma didn't like dancing. That's where she met grandpa, at a dance.
Maybe that's why.
I can remember her very well. I said the first time she seen grandpa Carter, she was at a dance. And she said, this handsome man danced by with some young girl. And she said she could never forget he had on the high top shoes, and they were polished so pretty. And she was talking to somebody. She said, that's the man I'm going to marry. I've heard her tell that. And she married him. The first time she seen him, she fell in love with him.
So she saw those shoes.
She saw them shoes, Daddy. She said she was going to marry him. And when, of course, I can't remember way back then, but they said it, till he got saved and got religious, he was a very wild man. He would get drunk and, you know, and he liked to do things like that. She didn't go along with it.
Did you think that any of that old unaccompanied style that your grandma used to sing?
Yes, I can sing without an instrument. But they didn't want Daddy to play the fiddle, but they wanted to use him and my mother, Sarah, and they wanted to call him Fiddlin' Doc. Doc was my daddy's nickname. They was Little Doc, and they called him Big Doc. Maybell had a brother that they called Doc, and they called him Little Doc, and they called my daddy Big Doc, because that was his nickname. He was a big man, great big man, handsome man, about 6 foot, 2 or 3 inches tall, I guess, big man. But he wouldn't take that job because his mother asked him not to. She always wanted him to sing religious songs, and they done a lot of religious songs. She had a lot of influence over my daddy. He was the oldest child, and my daddy was handicapped. He was born real nervous. Now, she was a midwife. My grandma Carter was a midwife. She delivered about all of us grandchildren. And she claimed he was marked by lightning. She got real scared in a storm before my daddy was born, and from the time he was born, his hands always shook. And as he got older, his hands shook all of his life. He wasn't nervous. On a stage, he was a very calm person on stage, but his hands would tremble. So that's the reason he never would play a guitar. He could play a guitar pretty good. He never did play an instrument too much, and he had a very violent temper, and he was a high-strung person. He'd get real mad. He'd just shake. Let me start it out. Let me just get my pitch here.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I
Carter never played an instrument at all, nor neither did Grandpa. I don't know why my daddy, I guess he had music in it, play music, and he learned. I don't know who taught him. I don't know who taught my mother to play the Arter harp. I heard her say that when my daddy met my mother, she was playing an Arter harp and sang an Engine 143. He was selling fruit trees, and he walked up into the yard and heard this girl singing the song. That's the way he met my mother. And she said the first man she ever heard play an Arter harp was a man by the name of Price, I forget his. And the first song she ever heard played on the Arter harp, the first one was she learned was I'll Be All Smiles Tonight. She learned that from this man. She learned my mother wrote several songs, and she knowed several songs. Maybe I'll never wrote too much, really, till in later years. Now, she wrote a lot of good songs after they went to Nashville, after she went down there. But as I said, they all worked on them. Now, Daddy was... too much. Well, I probably do. But you know, in looking back now now there's a very lot of good advantages to tape recorders and all these things to keep all these things with. Now, when I was a child, you take all these things for granted. Is your mother a talking and all this? But their songs, they've got them.